I'm Gordon Clark, and for this week's Kansas Wheat Report, we will discuss Kansas wheat leaders attending the U.S. Wheat Summer Board Meeting. Kansas wheat leaders played prominent roles during the 2026 U.S. Wheat Associates Summer Board Meeting held June 22nd through 25th in Fargo, North Dakota, as discussions centered on global market opportunities, wheat research, and the long-term competitiveness of U.S. wheat. The annual meeting brought together wheat growers, industry representatives, and U.S. wheat staff from across the country to discuss market conditions, export demand, transportation, food aid, and investments that support U.S. wheat presence in international markets. Concluded with an important leadership transition for Kansas wheat, Gary Miller-Shosky, who farms near Leote, Kansas, officially became chairman of U.S. Wheat Associates, succeeding North Dakota farmer Jim Pellman. Miller-Shosky takes the reins of the organization at a key time for the wheat industry. Despite weather-related production challenges and continued uncertainty in global markets, U.S. wheat exports finished the 2025-26 marketing year on a strong note, increasing nearly 15% to 23.7 million metric tons. That's 870.8 million bushels, the highest export volume in 5 years. As chairman, Miller-Shosky will help lead the organization's efforts to develop export markets and strengthen relationships with customers in more than 100 countries worldwide. The passing of the gavel marked the culmination of a week focused on maintaining and expanding demand for U.S. wheat. Committee meetings examined topics ranging from transportation and food aid programs to long-range planning and wheat quality, all aimed at ensuring U.S. wheat remains competitive in the global marketplace. Kansas leadership was also highlighted during a panel discussion titled Funding and Collaboration for Future Wheat Research Success. Aaron Harries, Vice President of Research and Operations for Kansas Wheat, joined North Dakota State University researchers Dr. Andrew Green and Dr. Andrew Friskop to discuss the importance of investing in research and building partnerships that address future challenges facing wheat producers. The panel explored how collaboration among universities, state commissions, and industry organizations can accelerate innovation and ensure producers have access to improved varieties and management tools needed to remain competitive. Harries pointed to the Musil Center for Sustainable Wheat Production as an example of how strategic partnerships can strengthen research capability and accelerate the development of the next generation of wheat varieties. The board meeting also featured presentations on the return of investment of export promotion activities, chances for growth in sub-Saharan Africa, global supply and demand trends, advances in wheat breeding, and in-use quality. For Kansas wheat farmers, the meeting served as a reminder that the work of maintaining export markets, developing new markets, and investing in research goes far beyond the farm. With Miller-Shosky assuming leadership of U.S. Wheat Associates, the next summer board meeting will be held in Kansas in 2027. For Kansas Wheat, this is Gordon Clark.